This is a Fox News alert. Now facing formal charges. I'm Joe Chiro. 23-year-old Robert Cremo III has been charged with 7 counts of murder in connection with the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt.
These 7 counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
More than 30 people were injured. Police say the suspect was able to elude police after the shooting by dressing as a woman. The White House still talking up the economy despite warnings from economists that the U.S. is quickly heading toward a recession. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've held steady at 3.6 of unemployment rate. Consumer spending remains strong and above pre-pandemic trends. Business investment remains strong and household balance sheets remain strong. So we do not believe that we are in a recession.
Critics say year-over-year inflation for the last few months has gone up over 8%. Republicans blame Democrat spending bills passed last year. Georgia prosecutors want allies of former President Trump to testify on his 2020 election conduct.
Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is petitioning the judge overseeing a grand jury to bring high-profile names in to testify. She calls the 2020 election actions aimed at overturning the popular vote a multi-state plan. Among those she wants to hear from are U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. Other Trump legal team members are being targeted for testimony as well. Willis says a Trump call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find more votes is the basis of the probe. She also said Graham called Raffensperger asking to look at absentee ballots, seeking a more favorable outcome.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening. Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Flags will fly at half-staff to mourn the 7 people killed and dozens injured in the Independence Day mass shooting in Illinois. Fox's Jared Halperin has more from Washington.
President Biden has ordered flags to fly at half-staff at the White House, public buildings, and military facilities as a mark of respect for the victims killed in a mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The shooting occurred during a 4th of July parade. Robert Cremo III was arrested hours after the shooting. Flags will fly at half staff until sunset on Saturday. The president has not said if he'll travel to Highland Park. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Joe Biden recognized 4 Vietnam War Army veterans with the Medal of Honor. He also recognized World War II veteran Herschel Woody Williams.
I want to also note that last week we lost a giant in this community. Herschel Woody Williams passed away at the age of 98, the last Medal of Honor recipient of World War II.
He said that Williams will soon lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. 3 of the veterans who received the Medal of Honor today were present for the ceremony. The 4th received the honor posthumously. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has lost 2 of his top cabinet ministers. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
Prime Minister Johnson's health secretary and chancellor of the exchequer, who oversees the treasury, abruptly quit, according to accounts, within minutes of each other. The resignations follow Johnson's revelations of what he knew about the sexual misconduct of a now former member of his government. Johnson says a former legislative leader, Chris Pincher, should have been fired after groping allegations against him dating back to 2019 surfaced. Coming party elections could bring another no-confidence vote against Johnson. He barely survived a similar ouster effort in June. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.